Afghanistan's leading Muslim clerics are meeting in Kabul to decide whether to surrender accused terrorist Osama bin Laden. He's the prime suspect in last week's terrorist attacks in the United States. The clergy wield enormous power in today's Afghanistan, which is ruled by Muslim militants who attended religious schools in neighboring Pakistan. The schools continue to turn out militants ready to fight a new jihad. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Peshawar in northwestern Pakistan.
Afghanistan's rulers are known collectively as the Taliban, derived from the Arabic word for student. They espouse a particularly militant brand of Islam, learned in the madrasas or religious schools of Pakistan's rugged northwest frontier province. The Islamic call to prayer rings out across the yard of Al-Jamia Rahmania School in the city of Peshawar. The students, mostly Afghans, some with wispy beards, others still in their early teens, emerge from their classrooms to heed the imam's call. The school leader, a 60-year-old Pakistani called Gul Rahman, has been training Islamic scholars for 30 years, and he's proud to say that the school's alumni include many senior Taliban officials. A high court judge, he says, a top Taliban police chief, and many other senior legal and spiritual officials all studied in this school. He says, we're brothers with the Taliban. The United States encouraged the emergence of militant Islam here to fight the Soviet Union in Afghanistan in the 1980s. When the Soviets withdrew in 1989, much of the militant religious sentiment in the region remained. Hardline Muslims from around the world came here to study and support the Islamic cause. Ramzi Yusuf, found guilty of the first bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993, had links to the area. He was arrested not far away in Islamabad and extradited to the U.S. to stand trial. Having helped see off the Soviets and then assisted in the formation of the Taliban, the same schools are now producing Muslim scholars like 22-year-old Abdullah, who are looking at a new jihad against America.
Now we will see who is very powerful, Islam or America.
The zeal of the students is striking. Many believe that Washington's threats against Afghanistan are not to do with Osama bin Laden. While they sympathize with the victims of the attacks last week, they say the U.S. is using the fight against terrorism as an excuse to crush Islam. And they say the American focus on Osama bin Laden is misguided. The students head to the water pool in the center of the school to perform their ritual cleansing before prayer. Their speech is peppered with religious statements and exclamations. And no wonder, from an early age, their curriculum includes no mathematics, no science, no literature. Just study of the Quran and other Islamic texts and of Islamic law.
There's a lot of things like drinking. Yeah. Alcohol, this is not in Islam.
20-year-old Mohammed Yaqub says in his patchy English that he wants Pakistan to rid its society of alcohol and movies, of indecently dressed women and Western influence in general. He wants to create Islamic rule in Pakistan just like in Afghanistan. And then he says we can set up Islamic rule all over the world. Rob Gifford, NPR News in Peshawar, northwestern Pakistan.